What differences do you notice from this Kansas City team from that last year to this year?
I think the skill positions are more loaded than they have been, and they just seem well coached. Playing, look like they play with a lot of confidence, and all those three things. I mean, that can make a team so much better.
You've got two running backs like they do. What sort of added challenges, maybe different than some of the other guys you faced this year with the Ray Rice?
Well, I think that the one thing we need to do is know who's back there, because they're two different types of running backs, but they're both good at what they do. And it's like Chris Johnson, Ray Rice, and all those wrapped up, those two guys. And we face some tough backs, and these two are right up there with them.
Have your Eagles been kind of a realistic guy? What do you sense right now? I mean, do you sense things rolling downhill? Do you sense things can be salvaged? What is your sense right now of where things stand at 2-6?
I mean, I've always been optimistic, and that'll never change. And I'm going to keep working and trying to get better every day on a personal level and trying to help my teammates get better. And I think, you know, it really falls on our shoulders as leaders of this team to make sure that we don't go in the tank and give up on the season, because there's a lot of football left.
What is the sense you get from around the locker room in terms of that?
Positive energy, and we just got to continue that and take that to Sunday.
It seems like one of the things missing maybe from this defense are the turnovers and the sacks. What does it take to start getting those big plays, and what can one of those do maybe to change the course of
a game
or a quarter even?
Well, sacks are always great for a corner and secondary in general, but you know, it's the turnovers come, they just come in bunches kind of. You just got to get in his face, you know, make them do things they don't want to do. We just got to be more disruptive, so to speak. So if we could do that, the turnovers will come. We just can't get too anxious about it.
Is it scheme-wise to be more disruptive, or is that just
a little bit of everything?
Each guy?
A little bit of everything. It's really the effort of the guys on the field. And it doesn't matter what they call. We could get back there and disrupt them if, you know, we just put forth that effort.
You know, they're a team that doesn't seem to turn the ball over very much. Is that a tough week to kind of get that going?
It makes it tough, but every team can turn it over at some point, so hopefully they start this week.
Champ, when you met a team in 05 that went 8-0, I know, you know, the simple answer is just play better, but are you surprised that there really hasn't been much of a midfield edge the last few years?
Well, I don't think it really matters where you play. It's all about execution, because at the end of the day, it's who played better. It's not where you play. You're playing a neutral site. It's all about who plays better. So, I mean, we've typically been good at home, but it doesn't matter if we don't play good.
It must be frustrating, though, to not get wins at home.
Oh, yeah.
Then you hear it more from the fans.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. And, especially get blown out at home. That's tough. I mean, that's something you definitely don't want to do. You want to take care of home, but the only way to do that is just to play better.
Did the way that the Kansas City game ended your season last year, did that carry over to moves in the offseason, you think, or motivation through the offseason, or what they did up front? And
maybe from a coaching standpoint. I just know that, you know, I was disappointed, but I know I have a job to take care of myself. And, you know, once that off season comes, I got to do whatever I can to make sure I'm ready for the next season. And that's all you can really do.
There's a guy, he sat next to you once, but what do you think of Alphonso Smith? He's got 5 interceptions.
Oh, great. I love it. Anybody who's been in this locker room with me or anywhere, I mean, and they go somewhere else, I'm rooting for him. I don't care who he plays for. You know, it's a guy that I kind of, you know, wish could have made it here. But obviously things are doing much better for him in Detroit.
Do you think he had that in him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did it in college, so it's not like he just hit the switch. It's just, I think it's all about the system you're in. You know, he's just in a system that fits.
He's got a hell of a pass rush going on.
Yeah, great D-line. I mean, he's in a good situation for a corner.
Have you talked to him, text him or anything?
No, I haven't. I'm leaving him alone for a while. I'll wait till the season ends.
Speaking of systems, how hard is it to switch on the fly, go from a 3-4 to a 4-3? I know you guys have played, you know, some variants of that. But
it's challenging, but everybody in this locker room has had a taste of the 4-3, so it's not like it's a big difference.
Champ, when you have a big defensive play, can you talk about what the momentum of a big defensive play can do for a team and for a game? You know, it's like one big swoop can just change the whole game around. Can you talk about big defensive play can do for momentum for a game?
I mean, it's huge. Whether you score or put your offense in scoring position, that's huge. And, you know, that's something we look forward to trying to do more of. And hopefully, we can get that going this week.
But is your mindset to change? Like, okay, you just like just to snap everyone into rhythm, so to speak.
Yeah, it can create some momentum. It can make you more confident about what you're doing, and you know it makes you believe a little more. So there's a lot of things that can come from big plays on defense and offense. You know, to get a short field or to get the ball right back right away, and that's great for the offense.
Get your swagger back on defense.
Just play better. Yes, period. That's all we can do. We can't get concerned with, you know, trying to press too hard. We just got to one play at a time, one game at a time. It'll take care of itself. We just got to play better.